This week in your parents' basement, there ain't no party like a Mario Party, because a Mario Party don't stop. From 1999, we're playing Mario Party by Hudson Soft, oddly enough, for the Nintendo 64. I'm Steve Greenwell, and with me is the man that's jealous of all my stars. It's Huell Hauser.
The conversation turned to their dreams of the future. Amazingly, they all envisioned the same thing. To become a superstar upon whom everyone in the world could rely.
And our other co-host, he loves to play and cosplay as Princess Peach. It's Todd Brisket.
I'm glad to play the first game ever created where you have to wear hand protection so you don't get blisters.
Yes, that is a very real thing that happened with this game. Today, we're joined by a special guest. She was excited to guest on Carmen San Diego, or this show, so here she is. It is friend of the show, Amanda.
Hey guys, how are you?
Excellent.
We're splendid. You can reach us by email at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe to it on iTunes and give us some stars. You can also join our Discord channel by going to ybbpodcast.com/Discord, where you can chat with all the sweet baby boys. And hey, everybody, we want to profit from your spending on Amazon. You can find our click-through link for Amazon on the YBB homepage, ybbpodcast.com. The homepage is also where you can find our archive, which is accessible by clicking the button on the top of the page. Check out Amanda's excellent character and accent work on our episode covering Civilization, where she was Queen Elizabeth or Victoria, one of the two. This week's game is Mario Party. Released in 1999 for the Nintendo 64, this was yet another awesome multiplayer game for that system, even though it wasn't created by Nintendo. I couldn't find any information about why Hudson Soft initially did these games. They did the first eight until some employees left the company and basically formed a spin-off company to do more Mario Party games. However, this is an obvious slam dunk. In Mario Party, you're playing a collection of mini-games with friends to win stars and collect coins. Amanda, since you're our guest, what are your memories of this one? Did you have a certain favorite game in the series or just in this one?
I have a lot of memories about Mario Party. I think primarily around the first and second iterations, because my best friend and I used to hijack her brother's N64 to play those two, and I was like absolutely horrible. It's funny because I was just looking up some of the mini games before we spoke about this, and looking at them now, I'm embarrassed as to how bad I was. but recently I've also been playing the Switch version, in which I am undefeated.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
We have an expert.
That's a tough thing to do.
I was wondering about the Switch one, not to go too far in the future, but can you play like online just like against randos? Just like start a party and be like, hey, let's go. Do you know if that's possible? I did no research.
Well, it shows there, Huell. Yeah, Amanda, can you play online on the Switch one against random people?
Don't know if her microphone's working.
I believe is like some online component, which I may or may not have explored yet. I feel like, isn't Nintendo like notoriously weird about online playing with other people because they're like geared towards children or whatever? But there is an online component, but
the Switch is much more expanded in that, because they don't allow like open chat like an Xbox or something. Because when I was playing Kart, you had like a set of like 10 things you could say. Be like, great game, or oh, I messed that up. So I don't know if Mario Party is the same way. But I would think that you could like just start up an online party or something.
Yeah,
I would. Maybe I'll get it.
I mean, it's a popular game, Huell. I feel like
it's a game that people like.
Yeah,
I could imagine playing online and waiting for somebody to take their turn, like just sitting there with the dice spinning over their head for 30 minutes while they're doing something else,
putting peanut butter on some celery.
Well, so Huel, for Kart and other online games, is there mic chat for that?
No, I don't think there's any microphone support.
Oh my god, that
N6 Switch.
That is heavenly, because
that is a great decision.
Because I, you know, as we've mentioned on the show, I'm playing Fallout 76, and that has mic chat, and like, you know, I'd say one out of every five people I meet, they're like listening to music in the background, or
or
you can hear their kid crying, which also worries me a lot of the time.
can't you just mute other people?
You can mute them, but then like they're in my immediate area, so sometimes they'll actually be talking to me, like, or being like, hey, what's up, man? Or, you know,
but, hey, how about those Fallouts going, guy?
Yeah, normally it's like, hey, do you have any plans? Like, not like in my personal life. No, not, they're not trying to make a rendezvous. They're they want like normally it's the XO1 jetpack. So
Steve, I brought my my plus 2 charisma sexy sleepwear.
Oh man, that is a real thing in the Fallout series.
Yeah, but not so much in this game. I haven't seen it yet. That's mostly like a Fallout Shelter thing, right?
I don't know. I know it is cool.
No, that Mario is a thing in the since Fallout the Third, that's been a thing. Since Fallout the Third, that's been a thing. Plus charisma items, and one of them being sleepwear, and one of them also being called sexy sleepwear.
Mm. Well,
no, wait, sorry, long. Steve, too have long. You been saying Mario this whole time? I thought you were a Mario guy.
Mm.
I kind of switch like a lot of things I say.
He says Mario on purpose to annoy me because people say I say Mario because I do.
Because you do, yeah.
So he leans into the Mario a lot.
Okay. I got it.
Listen, there are many good ways to say Mario or
Lots
Mario.
Lots of good ways out there.
So let's not.
Or Wario.
Yeah. Wario or Wario.
Or Louis Guy.
Louis Guy.
Or Waluigi guy.
Speaking of characters, Amanda, who is your go-to?
Wait, we're just jumping back in out of nowhere?
Yeah.
There's no context.
Yeah.
We're jumping.
All right, good luck editing this then, Steve. This is on you.
Mm-hmm.
He can insert himself saying, and now back to the show.
Well, it would have worked fine because I had segued so naturally into a discussion of favorite characters, but then, then you pulled a Mike Mitchell and just stopped me in my tracks.
What?
So Amanda, who is your favorite Mario Party character?
I always play as Yoshi. He is the best character.
Yoshi.
Oh, is that also your choice for Kart?
Yoshi is also, yeah, he's my choice for Kart.
Ah,
natural. Natural.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys all have that same overlap?
Oh yeah, I'm a Wario guy through and through.
Not me. Not me. I do not have that overlap. In the first game, there's not too many to pick from. I guess from the first game, you got Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, Yoshi, Wario, and Donkey Kong. From those, I'd either be Peach or Donkey. Mm-hmm. I tend to play in these games where skill doesn't matter. I'm saying it. Skill doesn't matter. I pick the randos, like the shy guys and the dry bones. But in Kart,
are you saying skill doesn't matter as in the actual gameplay, the character choice, or both?
Yeah, the character choice doesn't matter too much.
Yeah, because they're all. Is there really a difference? Like, cause
not until later games where they get different dice. That's the only place where it really comes in, but. In this first one, no, I don't think there's any difference.
We're cut from the first one, so yeah. So I would say that Steve can't do crossover because his notorious favorite Kart character is Toad.
He's a Toadhead.
Apparently, not until later games.
Right.
where they do not do, I'm looking at the list of characters now in the later ones, they never do like the full Smash Brothers thing where there's like 50 or 60 characters.
I think there's maybe like 10 or so in the latest.
Well, yeah, it's Mario World only. Mushroom Kingdom, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The newest one, it looks to have 7, 10, 12, I think about 16 characters.
I guess I haven't unlocked them all yet.
But, well, it's also weird because unlike a lot of Nintendo games of this ilk, like the characters change from game to game. Like if you're in 4, you might not be in 5 or 6 or 7, but then you might pop up again for 8. So
that is weird.
It's very much like the Fast and Furious franchise.
Mm.
Oh yes,
where Michelle Rodriguez disappeared for a while and then she came back.
Mm-hmm.
She notoriously died and came back,
quote unquote.
Yeah, just like Paul Walker is going to do.
Yep. Paul Hologram Walker.
So yeah, this game's pretty fun though.
It sure is. So we haven't talked really much about it. So the concept, if anyone hasn't played it, and I feel so sorry for you if you haven't. It's basically a board game. And like every turn you play like crazy mini games to collect coins. But then also there's like random events during it, or Bowser steals your coins, or you steal coins from other players. So when Todd says skill isn't involved, he's kind of right, because it's a lot of random occurrence. And you just kind of have to get lucky to win.
Well, not only that, but you can get rewarded at the end for having been really bad, because they give out those bonus stars, like,
that's
lost
also true.
The most games.
Yeah, I played...
Who sucks the most? Oh, you get 5 stars.
Oh, it's the socialism of board games. But I played one round before this episode just to refamiliarize myself, because I did play as a kid. It was fun on the N64. And they gave out like who got the most coins during mini games, and like who got the most coins just walking around. But I guess there's a bunch of different possible awards at the end. Like you can actually get a star for losing the most.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I don't know if I like this.
Yeah, or for like landing on the most like unlucky spaces or whatever. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it really is extremely random, because the only real skill, quote unquote, comes during the mini games, and at that point, all you're really doing is getting coins.
You're getting coins, and then doesn't matter what many coins you get, it's going to balance out in those free stars at the end anyway.
Yeah, and then 2 turns later, you could lose those coins anyway because someone landed on a boo, or past the boo, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the concept overall is to get the most stars, and you have to pay coins to get stars, but you also get stars at the end for a random happenstance. So that's really there's many layers. It's almost like deciding to choose the fate of your own destiny. It's like, who knows what's going to happen?
I found that I would normally do a little bit better, because the people I'd be playing up against were just people who didn't play video games. So, that's the only real advantage you might have is, like, some of the mini games, they still require you to, like, use a controller.
That is true. But you do need to use a controller.
But I feel like if the 4 of us played, we'd probably be a pretty even match for one another. So,
duking it out.
Is this a challenge?
Yeah. I mean, maybe if we do indeed find that Super Mario Party is online, then we could...
For the Switch?
Yeah, for the Switch. Then I'd have to get a Switch. But, maybe that would happen in the future.
I think you're the only one here for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
So Todd and Amanda, you guys going to go play Mario Party next week with me?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sounds awesome.
Steve, buy a Switch by next week.
Oh, no, he's not invited.
Oh,
I'll just drop everything. Don't worry yet. As the guys know, I have no other major purchases planned.
No, so, nothing else is happening.
Yeah. This one's fun. So I will confess, this week, this was my first time playing Mario Party Uno. So
the OG.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Where it all started.
I mostly played 4, which is the first game on the GameCube.
Okay.
Or at least, you know, I'm going to be honest. I think 4, it's like all of these games blur together to me. I know I also played on the Wii. On the Wii, I think, which felt like pretty much the same thing, just with different graphics. So
I feel like the one on the Wii was just like a way for Nintendo to advertise all the different motions that you could make with the Wiimote, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I might have played a Wii Mario Party. I feel like I did. Because, yeah, they must have gone nuts on that motion control.
Yeah, there's one where it's like everybody just, you have to shake a can of soda, which like looks totally ridiculous, and see who's like soda squirts highest. It's real bad on many levels. It's called
Uki Coca-Cola. Yeah, so we're entering like shake weight situations with the Wii in most circumstances.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh boy, that is amazing.
The GameCube one was fun, but I feel like that's like all these games are fun. Like
this is the perfect like crank out one each year game. Like they're just let's think of 20 new games, incorporate some of the old ones, and someone's gonna buy it, right?
Yeah, because all
this has got to be a consistent moneymaker.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, the mini games are odd, but they're not hard. Like,
right.
Let's see. Some of the ones I got were because I was doing one human player versus three computer players. Like it seemed like I got a lot of 3-on-1 games. So
yeah, I don't know if they balanced that. I think it was pretty even for me. I think.
I got one where I had a hammer and I had to knock blocks out of the sky.
Yeah, I got that like one twice.
Twice.
Yeah, but then like other people could knock the hammer out of your hand, so then they're the hammer person. Mm-hmm. And the other three, the 3-on-1 one that I hated was the tug of war. Cause I was spinning that stick like a madman and I still lost. Like I don't know what I was supposed to be doing.
Wait, were you one of the people who Nintendo had to compensate because you blistered your hand open that game?
Not when the actual game was out, no. That was not a thing. The trick there is you use your palm and just like spin the stick with your palm.
No, but people were like tearing their palms open.
Oh, yeah, that's where people got the injuries, is on their palm.
Yeah.
They're dumb. It's just Mario Party, guys. You'll have to get a skin graft just to get a few extra coins.
Yeah, I did have that in my notes, the fact that Nintendo had to settle a class action lawsuit. And because there are so many analog stick heavy games in the first Mario Party, that's why people speculate it's not on the virtual console. So
okay.
For the Wii Virtual Console, Nintendo skipped it and instead re-released Mario Party 2.
Oh, so they must have changed that in 2.
Yes. And I guess they just don't do the analog stick rotation games as much anymore.
Yeah, it's just a terrible idea in the first place. Like palm destroying or not, it's just an awkward control thing.
Yeah,
it would be a perfect sense for them when this game came out, because they had this brand new analog stick and they got to make use of it.
Yeah, what is this, 97, 98?
Yeah.
Oh, 99, okay. Oh, well, yeah, it's been a few years then since the system came out.
Nintendo was very fond of that, because I also remember it's a dynamic in Super Mario 64.
Like when old Bowser fight.
Yeah, when you have to toss Bowser. Mm-hmm. So...
They yeah, but you don't
toss him into the drink.
Well, like, rotating as many times as possible isn't really the key to the Bowser fight. But in Mario Party, it's like, spin this fast or you will lose. Like,
oh, well, yeah.
You kind of got to ease into it.
Good point is that in the old Mario 64, you can do it with your thumb just fine.
That's what I mean, yeah. Like, speed isn't the key there. Well, it's the timing of throwing Bowser.
No, you still got to do a couple loops, though, because you got to build up speed. So
yeah, but going faster doesn't help you.
I think kind of
like
does,
a set. It's like a set speed. Like, you can't just go faster. And again, like I said, going faster doesn't help because you have to throw him into the bomb.
Oh well,
you don't want it to go faster.
Oh, sweet baby boy Steve just did it as fast as he could get that speed up. So, no. So,
well, we'll discuss that in 3 years on our Mario 64 episode.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Oh, is it 3 years away? I think it might only be two.
One or two. I don't know.
Yeah. But no, this was a fun one to play this one this week. It is a little boxy, but it's held up pretty well.
Which of the party boards did you try out this week, Steve?
Mm. Yeah, that's the other thing. There's a bunch of different boards too to run around on.
I did the one, I forget the name of it. It's probably in the manual. It was like in the clouds. It was one to the left of the default one. So let me see if I can.
Oh, is Mario's Rainbow Castle?
Yes, I believe that is it.
Exciting.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed fine. It seemed like a nice place.
Classic Steve review.
Yeah. It was good. Fine. It was good.
It was a board people like.
They're fine. They're fine with it. I did the Yoshi Island, Tropical Island thing. Mm-hmm. And that was weird because there was two different islands that you had to cross a bridge to get on either side because Bowser and Toad switch places. So for anyone listening, you have to buy the stars from Toad and the stars help you win the game. But if someone lands on a green space, Bowser and Toad switch places, which means they switch islands. And across the island, you have to pay the toll on the thwomp. So you could cross, and then someone hits a green dot, and then they switch the other side. And it's just more randomness that, like we said before, has no skill involved. So I will say there were times I was almost to Toad, and then he switched sides, and I was not happy.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Donkey Kong won that game. It was an injustice. it was a false victory. I collected the most coins, but didn't seem to matter.
Well, I'm it's devastating for you and your family.
Sure is.
The most frustrating aspect I had was that at one point Yoshi got a one-player game. So I had to watch him play Concentration, and I had it on easy, and he did not get a single one in 30 seconds.
Is that the ones where you flip the tiles to match each other?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So.
Yeah, it's very frustrating.
Yeah.
To watch the computer play that.
Yeah. And I don't know. It was weird that I couldn't skip it. So. I can't remember if that also happens in the later games because, frankly,
it
like
sure does.
Oh, it does. I feel like I would just like an option to skip that, and I'll trust that the computer will report the results correctly. But I don't know. Todd, how'd you fare with this one?
Oh, you know, hey, I did not actually play the first Mario Party this week. I played it in the past when I was a kid. But, you know, I'm very familiar with the series. I put many hours in, on the Switch version at my siblings' houses. So I'm very familiar with the old Party Day Mario. Mm-hmm. But
Party Day Mario.
As you guys are aware, and listeners may also be aware, I'm a huge, huge board nut.
Right.
Huge fan of games on board.
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm. Many hours spent playing the games on board. Mario Party, unfortunately, I love the concept of a Mario Party games. Like, what better than playing an electronic board game as your favorite Mario characters? That sounds amazing. But the star equalization that happens throughout the game just destroys it for me. If there were a little bit more strategy involved where, you know, you can pick up skills and try and learn how to play better in these kinds of games, I think I would enjoy it a lot more and would own my own copy of the Switch version. But, for what it is, it's great. It's great for the kids. No insult intended. Great for the kids.
Wow. Not intended, but assumed. They were interpreted. Okay. But I mean, with all the randomness and fun and different boards, I mean, a lot of replayability there, right?
Lots to do in there.
Yeah. Ton of reasons to come back and play this.
Many, many games.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, so did
just
you guys
wondering?
So I, you know, this whole game series, yes, it is very random. But I feel like you know that coming in, and most people don't get that upset about it, except I feel like everyone has that one friend who does get way too upset about that. Did you guys have run into that experience?
Well, I mean, yeah. It seems like it's the same person that got mad at any multiplayer game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Sure.
Yep. Okay.
And I shut those people out of my life. That's a life tip, guys, listeners. Shut them out of your life.
Negativity.
Yeah. We don't need that around here.
True.
No,
true.
That's why you don't talk to your brother anymore. Yep. Pork brisket. So. I forgot that we told Todd that he can't play his drops because of sound issues we're having.
Yeah, if you were waiting for one, I'm not sure which one you were going for either.
Oh, Seinfeld, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I can just hear it in my head, which is almost as good as hearing it in my ears. So, just where is this now? Mario Party games will probably be released until the end of time. The last game, Super Mario Party, came out in October 2018 for the Switch. It sold 1.5 million copies in its first month, even though it only got average reviews by the series standards. It was the 11th version for consoles, and there are another 5 games for handheld systems. So,
oh wow,
yeah, there are a lot of these floating around.
I wonder how it works with handheld. I guess there's the system linking you can do.
Mm-hmm.
System link, and also you can do a pass and play where they would only do more of the strategic games, mini games, not
that
the action oriented ones.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's just sitting around and one person's looking at the Game Boy. It sounds horrible. It's like, I hope he's doing okay.
Could be worse if it wasn't pass and play, and instead you were all huddled around.
Oh god,
that Game Boy screen.
Yeah, like one person has the D-pad, one person has the L and R buttons. No.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what he meant.
No, that is what I meant.
Oh, jeez. Like,
it'd be worse if you had to share that screen. But no, there, you know, I can't think of a reason why they would stop making this game series. You know, if it was not selling well, that'd be one thing. But no, it sold 1.5 million copies in its first month, even though all of the reviews were like, this is fun. It's just more of the same, though. So,
well, you did get the limited edition green Joy-Cons with it, so that was a draw.
Oh, sweet.
Guess I know my next purchase.
Well, and I do feel like, at the very least, this is one of those Nintendo series that they have to do, like, one per system, at least. Where it's like, you get your Mario Parties, you get your Kart, get your Smash
Bros.
And
your Super Mario.
Got your Smash.
Oh. Yeah. Super Mary. Your Lynx. Link the Elf.
Link the Elf. Big one. Big one.
The Legend of Link.
Yeah.
Legend of Link the Elf.
They did come out with a version called Mario Party the 100 on Nintendo DS, which was just 100 of their best favorited mini games, and no boards, no boards in that one, just mini games.
Weird.
I dig that.
Do you just play against a computer?
I do not.
I'm guessing,
care for
but probably another system link scenario you can do.
Yeah.
The Nintendo DSs are very good on linking systems.
Yeah, it's a more modern system.
Yeah, and well, I've never tried to play play a game via the wireless, but you can, it's very easy to do certain aspects wirelessly. Like you can.
Yeah, we've done many in my household because I do have two DSs and a 3DS, and Nintendo DS game.
Whoa.
Hey, chill out, folks. Any old Nintendo DS game, like Kart, you just turn it on one system and then pop open the multiplayer, and then you can see it on the other systems. So it's a good time.
Oh,
that sounds fun.
Yeah, I've never found someone else I know that has a DS. So maybe Mike Deeney. That's the only other person I can think of that might have one. So. Sure. Now Todd, I'm almost positive that you have a most best for this one.
Sure, yeah. You know, we like this game well enough, but I do have three reasons why Mario Party for the Nintendo 64 is the most best game of all time. And Steve will insert the drop here and okay. First one is written by first one is titled "Are You a Communist?" by Asylum Escapee in May of 2013. An Asylum Escapee wrote,
"What?
Do you even need to read this review to know that the original Mario Party was the S? I am suspecting your mental status. If you need to read up on this game to figure out if you need to buy it, just do it. 5 stars.
Huh. Okay.
Okay.
Don't want to cross that guy.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Next one is written by C. Payden and is titled Mario Party in May of 2014. And C. Payden wrote, May 29th, 2014. Still playing this game. We have 20 grandchildren, and it is great to have the multiplayer game. When we are all together, we sometimes get 3 TVs going at once, and most everybody can play, and the others enjoy watching. For the 2-year-olds, just let them have an unplugged controller. They think they are playing too. I, the grandma, love playing too. 5 stars.
Cool grandma.
Was that Cheryl M. Meeks? I can't tell.
Yeah. C. Payden. C. Payden, the grandma of 20.
C. Payden.
Cheryl
Three
Payden.
TVs going with Mario Party on Nintendo 64. so, by the way, these are for Nintendo 64 Mario Party.
Right. The OG. I really hope so.
The OG. All right, the next one is written by Kelly K. 1986, and it's titled 5 Stars. And her review in December of 2014 is keeps the boys busy. 5 stars.
Always important.
Keep them boys busy.
Very necessary.
Oh, was that the last one, Todd?
That was it. Yep.
That was number 3.
Well,
the title was all she needed for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keeps the boys busy.
5 stars.
Keeps those boys out of trouble.
Get them off the streets. Get them onto the game board.
This is a pretty gender balanced game, guys. Come on.
Well, there is only one playable female character, and in my opinion, that is unacceptable.
That's true. They have improved on that front.
Yep. I mean, we don't know what Yoshi is, to be honest.
No. Yeah. Yoshi transcends gender.
Has anybody sexed Yoshi yet?
I don't don't think so.
By that, do you mean determine his gender?
Yes, her correct. Gender? Like you yeah. sex a chick.
Wait a minute.
Did you know bird creatures have what's called a cloaca?
I did.
Where Yoshi is closely related to a bird.
As a dinosaur, the theory is they evolved into birds, so it is very probable that he has a cloaca.
Right.
I did say he, which I...
And, you know, he is popping mistake. Out all those eggs, so...
Oh, yeah.
I also said he.
Yoshi lays eggs, he must be female. She must be female.
We always think of Yoshi as a he, but...
That's odd.
Wow.
It's because of our skewed toxic masculinity, Todd.
But we don't know how Yoshi identifies.
We can feel it through the airwaves.
Hmm.
It's toxic.
Z really pops out eggs. There's a lot of people out there who feel that Yoshi is probably a girl, though.
Well, that's in your search history forever.
Yes, it is. Come at me.
Take that, FBI.
Yeah, we've learned to show that you do not want to Google image search any animated character.
Anything in
video I didn't
games.
Image search. This was a text-based search.
I really hope so.
Okay. Yeah, do not Google image search. Google image search anything ever mentioned on this show, actually, just to be safe.
You should probably put DeviantArt on just like a permanent block filter. That's just a word of advice.
That's good life advice, yeah.
Yeah, just for anyone listening.
Mm. Yeah. Now, Amanda, you did mention that the female character representation has gotten better, except I'm looking at this list of characters. I'm not sure it has. Like,
well,
there's
three, I guess, in the new one, because there's Peach, and then Daisy's been around for a while, and in the latest one, they've introduced Rosalina.
Right.
From Galaxy.
Secret character Gom Gom, I believe, is what her name is.
I mean, if we want to get really woke, we got to get Birdo in there.
Birdo is in some of these.
Okay.
Yeah.
Birdo, Toadette.
Okay, Toadette's a big one.
Are you thinking of Pom Pom?
Pom Pom, yes. Pom Pom.
Is that the tree-ish looking person? The Groot of the Mario world?
Oh, I don't even know. So here's the other thing I'm noting about the characters in this game series. They go very low rent. Like, they're really stretching here. Like, the latest one has Monty Mole, Goomba you can play as,
Goomba.
Bowser Jr., Diddy Kong, which those are legitimate, but then some of these, it's like Dry Bones. Like, who wants to play as Dry Bones? And Blooper, Hammer Bro.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of just like, and if you appear in a Mario game, you're in Mario Party.
Yeah, so, Dry Bones had this weird run in like the mid-2000s. Where he had like
he was in a few carts.
He was in Cart, what? He was in Mario Baseball. He was just like, hey, let's put this skeleton Koopa in a bunch of games. And everyone's like, I guess.
Sure, we got the IP. Let's use it.
Sure, why not? We need to pad out these rosters.
I guess. I don't know. I feel like, why not just throw some Pokemans in there?
Because it's not the Mushroom Kingdom.
Exactly.
This isn't Smash. We already established that.
I guess.
Although, honestly, Donkey Kong, is his country in the Mushroom Kingdom? I'm not sure. Is it its own municipality? Who rules the Mushroom? Is King K. Rule? Is he in direct conflict with Peach, the princess? I don't know. Has that ever been explored?
Well Donkey Kong,
I'm gonna write a paper on this.
Yeah, he at least, you know, he was in like the original Mario games.
Right, but what world?
Yeah, but where's his country? Donkey Kong has a country. Where is it? It's not in the Mushroom Kingdom.
King K. Rool
next to the Mushroom Kingdom. They're allies.
Yeah, King K. Rool is the ruler, the evil dictator of Donkey Kong Country. But Princess Peach is the benevolent... oh, boy. benevolent?
Play the... Yeah. Oh, we can't play the clip.
King Toad.
Oh, damn it. She's the nice...
Yeah, sorry, no drop.
Nice lady. She's the nice lady that rules the Mushroom Kingdom. So I feel like they're fighting...
You know how they should keep this... how they have to keep this alliance going is the daughter or son of King K. Rool has to marry Princess Peach.
Has to marry
Sorry, Mary has to marry Princess Peach.
There's probably a fan fiction about this somewhere.
I thought the daughter of Princess Peach was promised to the Prince of Dorne as an ally.
But they stab them in the back.
Of course not, Steve.
I don't even know. I don't watch that show.
They had to ease the tension between the Peachisters and the Donktails.
I only like to watch TV based on Christian literature, so I haven't seen that show. Well, normally now is when I would read a 1-star Yelp review. But for Mario's Party, there's only a 5-star Yelp review. And it is for Mario's Party Company in Boston, Massachusetts.
Wow. That's confusing.
And Mario's the Party.
Mario's the Party Company.
On Nintendo's the 64?
No, not on Nintendo's Nintendo 64. This review is by Xavier C. of Revere. He writes, "I don't know where to begin. I called this guy last minute for my baby shower. Me and my wife was supposed to do the balloons ourselves. We did not have time. So I called the number the guy was able to squeeze me in. It was very clutch, and what a great job this guy did. I will recommend to anyone nice person. Thank you, Xavier."
Wow, very sweet. Wow. Very sweet.
Well, yep. That review.
And you know, a baby shower in Revere is a very classy affair. So.
Is it named after Paul?
Probably, but it's really just a very trashy.
Yeah, a lot of people doing midnight rides to Walmart in that town.
Steve, that is an American tradition. I wouldn't put out any of our listeners that do the same.
Speaking of an American tradition, Huel, did you get a chance to look at the manual for this one?
I sure did. I've reviewed many Nintendo manuals in the past, and usually they get a lot, very high reviews, very high ratings,
a lot of love,
a lot of Mario 2s. This one was kind of a letdown. Like, it's weird for such, I don't want to call it a simple game, but simple in concept, but I guess complicated in execution, because this is a very dense manual. Hopefully none of you have seen this manual, because I want to do a quick guessing game. How many pages do you think the Mario Party manual is? I will start with Todd.
The way you describe it, I have to say it's about 35 deep.
All right. Amanda?
Oh.
How many mini games are featured in this game? Do we have a number on that?
A lot.
I think it's about 50 mini games in that
50?
First one.
All right. 56. So,
56. I'm looking at the Wick.
Okay, so there's like 50 mini games. There's like 6 characters, maybe like 10 boards. So I'm going to say that there's 40 pages.
Okay. What'd you say, Todd? 30? What?
35.
Okay. And Steve?
I am going to go with 12, because some of those N64 manuals are actually shorter than you would think.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go with the literal page numbers that I have here, which makes Todd the winner, because there are 33 pages.
Sweet.
Wow.
So Amanda made the mistake of thinking they listed every minigame, which they do not, but there's still 33 pages in this manual, which makes you wonder, what the hell are they talking about? Yeah. So they go into so much detail about like the different things on the Mushroom Village menu screen. There's bios for the characters, which is good. That's what I want. But then, like, way too in-depth in the controls, like how to play, like how a turn works, like all this stuff that's already explained in the game. Like, you don't need it in here. Because there is a lot of in-game explanation. And that is one thing I do like, is before every mini game, they just run through the controls because there's 56 of them. Like, who's going to look at a manual of 56 minigames?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good choice. To not put that in the manual. But there's still a lot in here. But it is still, like, very Nintendo-y. Like, there's a lot of good... at this point in the N64, they don't really do drawings, but they do, like, little animations. So there's, like, 3D animations of different stuff. A lot of details. But I think it's just almost too much detail. So it's good, but I got to knock it down a few. So I'm going to give it 3.5 out of 5 Mario 2s.
Oh.
Because it still has that baseline of a good Nintendo manual, but it's a little...
Yeah, 3.5 is still respectable. Yeah.
But I'm just compared to a lot of the other Nintendo manuals, it's a little ridiculous.
Yeah, it's also a Hudson Soft game, so that might play some factor into the manual quality.
That is a good point. That is a good point.
Yes, that is. And as I said, maybe someone will write in and correct us here, but I do not know how this got onto Hudson Soft's doorstep. Like, you know. There's articles out there about, how did Smash Bros. Become a product of HAL Laboratory and that kind of stuff, but couldn't find anything for Mario Parties. So, well, my weekly ranking is called the Herzog Hierarchy, and this game's coming in at a Herzog Act, Herzog 8.
Act.
Ah. Wow.
So
wow.
It's a pretty solid game. But I don't know. I will say the one strike I would have against it is that, you know, I play this game once and then I'm done for a good couple of weeks. Like this is not GoldenEye where like GoldenEye, played the hell out of that. Like you could just, you know, you could play that for like 4 or 5 hours straight. And the same I feel like with your Smash Bros, and Kart's pretty fun too. So, but this one,
feel
like
the comparison is that those are all actively competitive games, and Mario Party, you're sitting around watching other people play.
Yeah, there
while
is
you
a lot
wait
of
for your turn.
Yeah, it's good for like real life socialization with like something to do on the side.
It is.
Sip
I will
on
say,
a Chardonnay while you watch your friend
I think
play
you
Mario
can,
Party.
You can make a great drinking game at a Mario Party.
Yes.
Like with the amount of random events and like all the mini games leading to someone wins, someone loses. I think if you get a good set of rules, I think this would make a great drinking game. Because I only played this as a sweet baby boy before the touch of alcohol entered my mouth.
Before the demon drink passed your
demon
lips.
Demon drink. Before the devil got a hold of my soul.
Well,
so,
well, that's my thing. Man. I feel like most of these mini games are like a C+ or a B-.
For the most part, yeah.
It like none of them. I'm like, oh man, I really hope that mini game comes up. Like there are some that I don't like and didn't want to play. So I don't know. Like the package is definitely better than the individual parts. But it's just like, they're, you know, this is definitely a game if you got them filthy casuals, those casual gamers around.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So now Todd, did you get a chance to rate this game?
yes. And I will use the DuckTale scale, which has two primary factors. Factor number one being nostalgia, factor number two being replayability. Nostalgia, pretty good nostalgia. I did put my turns in as a kid on Nintendo 64's Mario Party. So I do have good nostalgia. Also, hey, it's a Mario. There you go. Nostalgia right there.
It is a Mario.
Yep. Replayability. You know, I would say since they've had so many iterations on newer consoles, it's better to replay a newer version of this game than this original one, but it's still if you got it laying around, you got your 64 hooked up and you got it laying around, you could replay it at a social gathering. So it's got good replayability in that regard. So I'll clock Mario Party in with a 1.49 DuckTales.
Oh boy.
Wow.
I almost don't want to say what I said.
That is better than half.
Huel, I will
wait.
Say
that again.
Is it?
He said it's better than half, is what he said. 0.49.
Don't think about it too hard, Amanda. I've been through this.
Math is never my strong suit.
Well, Todd's neither, so don't worry about it.
So this
I only majored in college.
Are you sure?
This might be Huel's worst guess.
Well, so let's not go too scientific. I mean,
I think it is because you guessed 0.79.
Ooh, look, there's two primary factors. One of which is nostalgia, and the other is replayability.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this.
I think you're leaning too heavily into those mini games. I think on that replayability.
Too heavy on the replayability. But I mean, this. I feel like this is a game that like is perfect for replayability. Like, how much more replayable can you get than a game where a bunch of people can just sit down and have a great time and it's a different experience every time?
No, I'm with you on that. But like Steve was saying, like I would much rather toss in the old Smash on Nintendo 64 GoldenEye and have some replay on that. Nintendo 64.
The series as a whole, and you were just focusing on the first one. Because like you said, there's been, I don't know, 84 ones after this, so any of the newer ones might be more fun to play. So, yeah. Look, my mistake. I admit it.
Mm. Hey, we all learn from our lessons. As
I mean, if you're looking to get into this now, just buy like the newest one you can get your hands on. Like, there's not really much of a reason to backtrack and see, or just like whatever system's convenient for you. Just reach out and grab it.
Right.
Well, Todd, was there anything else you wanted to say about this one?
Yeah, one thing that really was mystifying for me when I played this back in the day is that your choices between number of rounds you can play are, I believe, 50, 35, and 20. I think those are your choices.
Yeah, sounds about right.
If you pick a 20-round game, that is 2 hours. Who is playing a 50-round game? What is that like? That's like a 5-10-hour game to complete a 50-round star game.
Well, it is funny because the manual did hit on this, and they said a 20-turn game is about 1 hour, 35 is 1 to 2, and 50 is 2 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's if everybody is actively playing, I think.
Yeah, if they're all just like there, ready to go, you can get a 20-turn game in about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, because so at least for like the Switch version, 10 turns is an hour. So I don't know if they made the animations longer or if the mini games are longer or what. But it's like it's been pretty spot on every time.
Maybe there's like more random events because that just slows everything down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like
I would have turns where like, you know, like all four of us would go and nothing would happen. So
probably.
Huel, was there anything else you wanted to add about this one?
I like that in the game that I played, the last place person got eaten by a fish. I thought that was interesting. Like they really punish that last person.
Yes.
You need to win, or you need to at least not get last.
It's a running gag.
Exactly. It's like you are worthless to this world. You have no value.
Yeah.
Good luck.
In my game, they were scooped up by is it Lakuta or Lakita?
Lakitu.
La yes. Quinta.
Chikorita.
Scooped up by La Quinta. So, Amanda, was there anything else you wanted to say about this one?
So looking back on like the mini games, I guess, from the original, I just like, I'm so embarrassed that I was just so bad at video games because like these mini games are not hard.
Mm.
No, I'm really proud of my overall video game improvement since 1999.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad it's something that you can quantify, you can realize it, you can, mm-hmm. like you said, you can be proud of yourself. Yeah. So look at it that way.
So let's move right along to the email portion of the show. And then hopefully I put in some music right there.
Hope you remember.
Yep.
So, Todd, did you get any emails this week?
Ooh, let me save my email time for an ask this week. We're running a little long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right then. Huel, how about you? Did you get any emails?
Yep, got an email. Here it is. Dear YPB, great episode on Predator last week. I've been listening to your show ever since I got a Google alert about myself for your show, and I have to say, I love it. Predator is one of the great action movies of the 80s, but unfortunately, doesn't sound like it was a great game. As the star of a few movies myself, it made me wonder, what 80s action movie would make the best video game? Even if one was already made, what would be the best version? Tell Backsack I said hi. I know you're a big fan, but get that poster of me off your wall, buddy. And that is from Dabney Coleman.
Oh, wow. Good old Dabs.
Yeah, glad he's a listener.
Yeah, Dabs Cole.
Big fan.
Mm.
A lot of choices out there.
I got to look up my choice right real quick. Okay. So, oh, no, mine is 93. So that's not gonna work.
Wait, what? Oh, okay. The movie. Got it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just gonna go with it anyway because it feels like an 80s movie.
Sure.
We need Falling Down with Michael Douglas.
Oh, yeah.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, just like a Grand Theft Auto version of that movie.
I feel like it's called Postal.
Well, you could play as Michael Douglas, or you could play as, I believe it's Hector Elizondo.
Ooh, cop, good point. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, if oh, wait, no, it's, oh, Duvall's in that too.
Oh, man.
So
there's a lot going on.
You know, Bobby it's, Duvall?
It is a surprisingly good movie.
Jim but, Duvall.
So I don't know what the consensus is on that movie, but I did like it.
I think it's generally liked.
Yeah, that's a movie people like. I enjoyed it myself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a nice slice of life movie.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
We all feel what we all feel what Michael Douglas is feeling, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go there, but so. Anyways.
Good one. Good one.
Yeah. Any other choices for 80s game movies?
I think The Running Man would be pretty good.
Ooh, that is a great one. Could be almost like a roguelike.
Oh, wow. If you Google Running Man now, it comes up with Todd's TV show, not even the movie.
Yeah, Running Man.
Oh, no.
Best show on
no.
TV, Running Man.
Oh, no.
Best show on TV, the... Not even The Running Man, the movie. Running Man from Korea. Best show on TV.
Excellent.
Amanda, do you know what that is? You reacted like you know.
Seem to know, yeah.
Well, I Googled this to make sure that it was actually an 80s movie, and I got the same results and read briefly about this television program.
Well, oddly enough, Todd loves it.
I love All that right. show. Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to check it out.
Oh boy. Please report back.
Well,
I've seen not 1 second of it outside of GIFs and images that Todd has posted. Oh boy. Todd, did you have a choice? Running Man, the TV series.
Every good action movie from the 80s has already had video games, but there's a few that deserve remakes, like The Goonies would make a great video game if they did it right. The Goonies 2 for the NES.
Goonies was a terrible game.
A terrible game.
I was thinking you could make a good Lego game.
It would.
Sounds like no one else.
No, I'm with you there. You have different characters. You have Robot. What's that kid's name?
Robot Kid.
Robot and Squiggly. The other kid?
Squiggles and Robot, yeah.
Yeah, the most famous and Baby Ruth from Goonies.
Squiggles, Robot, and the Ugly Lady. Yeah.
Anyway, so every action movie has already been taken. I'm going to go with one that does not have a video game. Lone Wolf McQuade, starring Chuck Norris and David Carradine.
Very nice. Mm.
That movie has it's peak Chuck Norris, if you're not aware of who that is. But it has a scene where Chuck Norris is in his truck, and he's buried alive in his truck by somebody has a backhoe and is piling dirt on his truck. And he is buried deep in his truck, and he finds he has a can of Pearl beer on the floor. He picks it up, cracks it open, chugs a little bit, pours it all over his head, hits the gas, and flies right out of that dirt pile in his truck. He just hits that gas and flies right out.
That is excellent.
Anyway, I don't know how that translates to a video game, but they should make one based on that movie.
Sounds like the whole game right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did find an actual 80s movie inspired by what Todd just said that I would now nominate, which is Kickboxer, which is famously the one where they wrap their hands in like wraps or resin or something like that, and they dip them in glass.
Yeah, it's like glue.
Is it? Yeah, glue. And they dip them into glass, and then they fight. And it's like, oh, well, this is perfect for a video game. So
it can almost be like a rated M for mature Punch-Out. We have to like go through the gauntlet of insane characters.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Oh, definitely. So
there's a few that came to mind for me, even if they've been games before. But I think a RoboCop game could be fun, like a new modern 3D world RoboCop.
The modern take.
You are.
Super gritty reboot of RoboCop.
I feel like open world is like the concept for most of these. Where you're RoboCop, you're cleaning up the streets, you're a cop, but you're also a robot. Or something that's kind of already been done, I think, in concept, but like an Indiana Jones open world game. I'm kind of thinking like the new Tomb Raiders are almost like that.
Oh, yeah. And Uncharted is kind of like that as well.
But if they just did a straight up Indiana Jones where they're not just like, hey, this is kind of Indiana Jones, but like they went full into it, I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah, they could probably even get the voice of Harrison Ford at this point since he's just doing stuff for paychecks.
Is he, though? I feel like he's just mad about everything.
He is in a Super Bowl commercial this year, so
right,
that's true.
What's that like? The one day of work.
Oh, he's also in that Blade Runner.
Yeah.
So, also apparently Lego Star Wars. He's in that.
So hey, no one talks in that.
Lego Star Wars.
Yeah,
The Force Awakens.
No, they have cutscenes. Every Lego movie Lego game has cutscenes.
But no, with no voice acting.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, they do.
They just make noises. I will dare, because I've played them.
I played every recent Lego game, and they're all hot IPs, and they all have voice acting during the cutscenes.
Okay.
Yeah, this one came out in 2016, so...
Well, I have not played a 2016 Lego game, so sorry.
They've upped their game. He's also in The Expendables 3. My goodness. Amanda, we did not publicize your appearance, but did you get any emails?
No, not a single one.
Oh no. Oh well, when you put it that way, it sounds sad. So let's just move
there's
on.
Always next time.
What a shame.
Yes. If you have any questions for Amanda in advance of her next appearance before we play, I don't know. Throw out a game.
I don't know. Anything. Whatever.
pipe dream for the Z Spectrum. send it to parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com.
Love that you had to look that up.
I don't remember.
Because they're all different.
Yeah, I know. So, listen, at least nobody's come along named Not Your Parents' Basement.
We don't want that.
Nope. So, Todd, did you get any asks this week?
Yeah, somebody needs our help, so let us ask the Sweet Boys. And Steve will remember to cut in the drop here.
Nope, don't need to anymore.
Don't need to anymore. All right, so if you have any life questions, be sure to send them to parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com, and we will help you out and keep you anonymous. And this is from an anonymous, and I'm glad we have Amanda on the show because we need a female perspective on this one.
Oh, boy.
Oh, nice. I'm excited.
And the subject of this ask is, girl said she'd love to give me a makeover. Should I be offended? A so-called friend said she'd love to give me a makeover. I'm a girl, too, who doesn't really make an effort, and I don't wear makeup, and I do my hair however I want. I'm really offended that she said this. Is saying you want to give someone a makeover a polite way of saying someone ugly?
Probably.
Ooh.
Well... I mean, I guess maybe some more information on, like, the context would be helpful. If this was, like, we're having a sleepover and what are some things we could do, then no. But if this was just dropped into a conversation, like, casually, like, hey, I'd love to give you a makeover, I think that might be a statement.
That is a great point.
Yeah. When you put it that way, it sounds a little offensive.
Yeah, hey,
or when
by
you
the
run
way,
into somebody, run into your one of your coworkers at the office in the morning, you're getting some coffee. You say, hey, how was your night last night? Hey, can I give you a makeover?
Hey, can I change everything about you?
Mm.
Well, I've got a great idea for a sleepover activity. Mario Party. Am I right?
Hey.
No more makeovers. Mm-hmm. Just have fun collecting coins. Collecting stars, jumping around the board.
Mm. It took me this long to realize that without the drop machine, we've missed out on like 20 drops of Night Trap Party.
So, yep.
Good point. Todd's finger is just like twitching right now.
Yeah. I'll put it in as the last drop before we shut down.
I would take offense. With with that,
Steve, how many times have people offered to give you a makeover?
Literally hundreds.
Yeah.
So
wow,
doesn't feel great.
Well, in my case, it's just because I'm.
And you always say, "Hey, my mom gave me this potato sack. I'm gonna wear it."
Yeah, she. It's what she carried me in. From the fields of Ireland over on the boat. So just that potato sack. Oof. Well, I think we helped that person.
Oh, for sure.
Kind of. Todd, was there anything else you wanted to say before we signed off here?
Yeah, we neglected to mention the other secret characters in the party. Kid and Play.
Oh.
Oh. I get it. I get jokes. Huel, anything else you wanted to say?
Mario's old enemy, Bowser, is out to cause trouble. His evil tricks include selling players useless items.
Oh.
That is a thing that happens.
It is an aspect of gameplay. Amanda, thanks so much for guesting on tonight's show. Was there anything you wanted to, any projects you want to plug?
No, I don't have anything coming up, but I am looking forward to coming back and talking about Pipe Dream.
Ooh.
It is a splendid little puzzler that I had for the NES and also for my PC. So,
yeah, I've played it on PC, so I'm familiar.
All right. Well, in 2020, people can look forward to 57 minutes on Pipe Dream.
There's still 11 months. We can put that episode in.
Oh, wait, you're right. Let's just do it in May. All right. On that note, here is a snifferoo from next week's game.
Party!
Does the world's most fun cartoon character in a hot new 16-bit game?
Genesis
does! Who does Disney animation as only a 16-bit video game can?
Genesis
does!
Genesis
does!
Genesis
does!
Genesis
does!
Genesis does!
Who gives you $30 cash back when you buy a new Sega Genesis system?
Genesis does!
Buy a Sega Genesis system now and get $30 cash back.
What a deal.
Did they even mention the game that this commercial is for?
I don't think so. I think they mentioned like 16-bit Mario. Mickey animation or something, didn't they?
Yeah, it seems
like a game.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll